this little while, 1 or 2 hours, experiencing this load shedding, or during the day when we had some load shedding in different areas, we feel a bit restless. We are not used to load shedding. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so many ni'mats that we take things for granted. The fans are not working, the aircon is not working. Shukr, we have some light. It is hot. So we feel uneasy. We feel some discomfort. In those areas, there is a power surge, there is no light at all. Everything is in darkness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with so many favors. Therefore, we make so much of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when we don't have these ni'mat with us, then we really appreciate these ni'mat. النِّعْمَةُ إِذَا فُقِدَتْ عُرِفَتْ. Quite famous in Arabic, a saying that when a ni'mat is snatched away, taken away, then we realize the qadr and the qimat of the ni'mat, the value of the ni'mat. Imagine if in this universe there was load shedding. If Allah Ta'ala decided there won't be sunrise, there won't be any sun today. There will be no light, no moon in the night. Perpetual darkness. Nothing will be able to function in this world. A little bit of load shedding we experience. Banks have problems. Industries have problems. Computers don't work. Man has become so muhtaj on the means that Allah has provided for us. So people become pareshan, people become restless. These financial losses, big cash and carries, they go to close. Shops have to close sometimes. In schools, they experience difficulty. But imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to command the sun not to rise. The plants won't grow. Crops won't grow. We won't experience sunlight. We will be in darkness. We won't be able to function. And if it continues in this way, the human race will be wiped out. All the living animals and creatures all will be wiped out. Allah's kindness, Allah's fazl, that Allah has not given us any power surge in His universe. Likewise, we have this heart. And this heart also experiences load shedding. Just as when a person goes through some load shedding in the areas that are struck with some power surge, then he's pareshan, he's restless, he's uneasy. So many people can't have supper today because they will have food that is cold. So many things won't be able to function. Like that, this heart becomes dead. It's covered with darkness, zulumat. Like a person now in the dark, a blind man is walking. He has to feel something. He has to touch the wall to see his, get his way out, get his bearings right. So when a person's heart experiences his load shedding, and it is covered with darkness, darkness of zina, darkness of haram pleasures, darkness of filth, of different types of vice and evil, anger, pride, jealousy, malice, love of dunya, and ghayrullah has come into the heart, it has infested the heart, covered the heart, all those bulbs and all those lights that were shining, all are put off. There's load shedding now. Can you imagine the restlessness a person experiences? All the celebrities of this world, they may be enjoying some type of glamour, some type of pleasure and some type of happiness in inverted commas. Allah's qasam, when they are blessed with hidayat, and then they reveal what type of lives they were experiencing, they will tell you it was a life of just clubbing and pubbing and filth and drugs and alcohol and zina. There was only restlessness in their life. There was only discomfort, there was only anxiety, stress, depression. So many took tablets, committed suicide. So like that, this heart, when it becomes dark, when there is no light, then a person becomes restless. Now in many places, like alhamdulillah in the masjid, there is a generator. So in many places they have a generator. And what is the generator of a mu'min? When he is going through gunas, he is going through a bad patch, this darkness, because he has slipped. And because he has fallen prey to nafs and shaitan, and he has committed many sins, now what must he do? The generator of dhikrullah. He has to put on, switch on the generator of dhikrullah. And this will enable him to gain some type of nur, some type of light. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. Those who commit fahisha, immorality, evil, sins, vice, filth, and they have oppressed themselves by doing wrong, by being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by disobeying Allah rabbul izzat, Allah ta'ala's ahkamat. What do they do? ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ. They make the dhikr of Allah. And that is what we will do now. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to generate this heart. And the nur comes back. Then the fans of the heart begins to work. The aircon begins to work. And the heart begins to be pumped with the light again. And then the person feels good again. He experiences the ecstasy, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Then they begin to make tawbah, istighfar. Wallah, I have made a mistake. Wallah, I have slipped. Wallah, you are ghafur rahim. They turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And this is the purpose of our gathering here. To make sincere tawbah, to make sincere istighfar. And we have to generate this heart of ours and bring in that light. Otherwise, our lives will be full of darkness, zulumat, pareshani, anxiety, depression. We will always be complaining. We will never be satisfied. We will never be content. We will never have rahat, serenity, tranquility, peace in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the nur of iman. Allah bless us with making sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar, and generate our heart with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We won't have a long program. It is hot. We are weak people. But there's a lesson that we take from everything we see around us. First of all, we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mat Allah has given us, all the means Allah has made permissible for us to use. The electricity, the light, the aircon, the fans, and all the things, appliances that we use, our factories, industries, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then ponder of Allah's fazl and Allah's kindness, that Allah ta'ala didn't take out the sun and the moon and say, don't shine your rays today, and there'll be the darkness, perpetual darkness. And look at Allah's kindness. Allah didn't command the sun that you must be shined throughout, and there'll be no night. If that had to happen, we will be perspiring. We will be in such heat. The intensity of the sun will be such that we'll perspire the whole day, whole night. Man won't be able to rest, he won't be able to sleep because of the heat of the sun. So we look at that also as the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the power surge of our heart. Because of guna, because of sins, so we have to generate it with the generator of dhikrullah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bil mubarak wa sallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 إلا الله
إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله we make shukr to you for every ni'mat that you have blessed us with. Ya Allah be shumar ni'mat you have given us. Ya Allah we can't even enumerate every ni'mat that you have given us. Ya Allah, you have given us countless ni'mats, my Allah. You have been so kind, so loving, so generous, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, for not making qadr of your ni'mats, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, for all of our shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the sins we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite our disobedience, Ya Allah, you have still taken care of us, Ya Allah. You have still provided for us, Ya Allah. You have given us so many bounties, so many boons, so many favors, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to turn towards you, my Allah. Help us to make rujoo towards you, my Allah. Help us to make inabat towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you to forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, pardon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have made too many mistakes in life, my Allah. Ya Allah, too many gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed grave sins, my Allah. Major sins, my Allah.
Ya Allah, sins, Ya Allah, heavier than the mountains in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, tu karam farma. Ya Allah, you are the loving Allah, who loves to forgive, man. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The men, the women, the children, my Allah. The elderly ones, the young ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, rich and poor, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single one of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, is waqt ummat bahut pareshan hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummat, Ya Allah. Bring the ummat back onto sirat-e-mustaqim. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we discarded the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We discarded the Quran and hadith, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become slaves of our passions and desires, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have become friends of shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are living lives of ghaflat and darkness, my Allah. There is no frown on our face when your laws are violated and broken, my Allah. Every haram thing is becoming legalized today, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Hamari iman bahut kamzor ban chuka. Strengthen our iman, Ya Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, this darkness of our heart, remove it, my Allah. Ya Allah, generate our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. And the ishq and muhabbat of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not make us live lives of ghaflat and negligence, my Allah. Remove us from zulumat towards noor, from darkness towards your noor, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us on sirat al-mustaqim, Ya Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Fulfill all our hajat, my Allah. Dunyawi hajat, ukhrawi hajat. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. You are well away, Ya Allah. At this very moment we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of our different needs, my Allah. Each person has got some taqaza, my Allah. Each person has got some necessity, my Allah. Each person has got some problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, each person has got a hajat, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Ya Allah, it is only your door that can be opened, my Allah. It is only your door that is open, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Remove from our lives sorrow, worry, depression, Ya Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Make us live lives of purity, my Allah. Hamare dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Whatever sicknesses we are suffering from, my Allah. Zahiri amraz, batini amraz, my Allah. Ya Allah, sabku shifa'i kamil ata farma. Ya Allah, give us complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, marhumin ko jannatul firdaus naseeb farma. Ya Allah, Madine Paak, Ya Allah, ki wafat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Bari' jannatul baqi, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah SAW the day of Qiyamah. The holy quarter of water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, help us across both sirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Give us our books in our right hand, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us basharat of Jannah al-Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us and our parents and our wives, our children, our grandparents, our family members, our musallis, muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the azab of the qabr, azab of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar, Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. Tilawat of the Quran, tawbah and istighfar, durood upon Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. All those who requested du'as, fulfill all the du'as also, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many youngsters, Ya Allah, young boys and young girls who have now a marriageable age, my Allah, find them suitable partners, Ya Allah. Make them live a life of taqwa and afiyat and bliss and happiness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the sharr of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, zulm of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, your closeness, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the sukood in our lives, chain in sukood in our lives. Give us halal in tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi be asan for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us become pareshan, Ya Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat to the non-Muslims just upon seeing us, my Allah. And our good akhlaq, and our muamalat, our muasharat, and they must embrace the religion of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us with iman, may Allah. Make our khatama be with iman, may Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Mubarak wa sallim. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلها للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.